The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
We want to officially welcome everybody to the podcast and to the YouTube broadcast of this as well. Again, today we're going to be dealing with a particular subject that I think you're going to find interesting. We're going to be dealing with, this is going to be a prophetic viewpoint segment. We do these periodically. And we're going to be discussing one day, this is the name or the title of this podcast or this broadcast today. One day this sleeping giant is going to be reawakened. One day this sleeping giant is going to awaken again. That's what we're going to be dealing with. So this is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the New Madrid fault line and why we're going to be discussing this. It was sparked from a viewer of an individual that we regularly discuss his blogs that he writes. His name is Michael Snyder. He is the creator of the economiccollapseblog.com. He's also the creator of the Most Important News. He has talk segments. He has interviews. He's been on the Jim Baker Show. He recently did he blogged a little bit about the inspiration came about with one of the viewers of his blog wrote to him. And I'm going to read this vision. This was a vision that this individual wrote to him, and I want to share that today. So this is a vision that this individual wrote to him. And I'm going to read this. Quote, last year I had a vision during the day. I was wide awake, and all of a sudden I was transported and was standing next to a man, and I had peace with him. I don't know who it was or if it was an angel, but I had perfect peace with him, and I knew I was safe. She went on to write, I felt calm standing next to him, and where we were standing in front of us, there was black asphalt like a small parking lot, but there was not any painted markings where cars would park, but it was an area of black asphalt, and beyond that, there were trees and hills. It was daytime. We stood and looked ahead. And then it was as if the earth began to wobble on its axis. Those were the exact words that came to my mind as it took place. She said, underneath my feet, it felt as though the earth was wobbling on its axis. And then he showed me a highway with cars driving upon it, and it was still daylight and the highway was dry. One moment the cars were driving along like normal, and the next moment, they were completely engulfed underwater. It was all underwater. The highway was suddenly underwater. The cars were turning over underneath the water. I didn't know for sure where this was at the time, so I actually emailed a pastor in Florida because of the highways going under the water. I didn't know for sure where this was. Again, she emphasized this. After reading, and she talked about, she read a specific book, and after reading this book, I realized that this area that I saw that was being shown to me was the Mississippi River and the bridge to St. Louis. What I saw was our country literally being split in two, and this is why the water gushed over the vehicles and highway. The highway sank under the water, and it was St. Louis sinking. And this is her own words. Like it was swallowed up in the water, our country was split in half and divided by the water. Now, in case you say, well, I don't know if I believe that. That's a little bit far-fetched. I don't think that could ever happen. I want to read you something here, give you a little bit of facts about this area in which I've talked about the New Madrid. The New Madrid fault line is this fault line is right there. Look, if for you guys, I know you guys on podcast cannot see what I'm showing you, but you guys on Facebook Live and YouTube, this is a fault line that runs right through the nation's midsection right there. You can see it. It's outlined there. I'm going to read something to this. I'm going to keep this up on the screen so you guys watching can just look at this as I'm speaking to you as a visual. In 1811 and 1812, there was a series of earthquakes, which were the largest earthquakes in American history. They occurred in the central Mississippi Valley. That's what you're looking at on your screen. But they were felt as far away as New York City, Boston, Montreal, and Washington, D.C. President James Madison and his wife, Dolly, felt these quakes all the way in the White House. Church bells rang as far as Boston. From December 16, 1811 through March of 1812, there were over 2,000 earthquakes recorded in the central Midwest and between 6 to 10,000 earthquakes in the Bothell of Missouri. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, where New Madrid is located near the junction of the Ohio and Mississippi rivers. In known history of the world, no other earthquakes have lasted so long or produced so much evidence of damage as the New Madrid earthquakes. Three of the earthquakes are on the list of America's top earthquakes. And I'm going to give those to you. The first one struck on December 16, 1811, which was a magnitude 8.1 on the Richter scale. The second one occurred on January 23rd, 1812, and it was a magnitude 7.8. And then a third earthquake took place on the 7th of February of 1812, and it registered at an 8.8. Think about that. As a result of these earthquakes, the Mississippi River actually ran backwards. After the February 7th earthquake, boatmen, and that's men in boats, reported that the Mississippi actually ran backwards for several hours as a result of these quakes. The force of the land upheaval 15 miles south of New Madrid created Real Foot Lake, drowned the inhabitants of an Indian village and turned the river against itself to flow backwards, devastating thousands of acres of virgin forest, and created two temporary waterfalls in the Mississippi. Boats, or men in these boats, actually survived this experience and lived to tell the tale. So hold on here for a second. Now remember, this woman who wrote into Michael Snyder said that she, in this vision, she saw this earthquake struck and cars were submerged. They were actually submerged underwater. This earthquake caused a rift of water that actually split the nation or split down the midsection of the country. Now, again, for people that are skeptical of this vision and say, well, that, you know, whether the woman heard from God or whatever, the not, you know, that's between you and the Lord. You can decide what you want to do with that. But let's just go with the premise of what she saw, and let's discuss if it is even a reality for it to happen. Well, again, by eyewitness accounts, when this February 7th quake took place is 8.8. This was the last one of a sequence of three massive earthquakes. The Mississippi River ran backwards. It caused a land upheaval, created a lake, drowned inhabitants of an Indian village, and created temporary waterfalls. And that's not all. Let me read on. As there was over 2,000 earthquakes in 5 months span, people discovered that most of the crevices opening up during an earthquake ran from north to south, and when the earth began moving, they would chop down trees in an east-west direction and hold on using the tree as a bridge. There were missing people who were most likely swallowed up by the earth. This is actual reports documented from these series of earthquakes in 1811, 1812. Some of these earthquake fissures were as long as 5 miles long. So fissures actually opened up in the earth as long as 5 miles long. Sand boils. The world's largest sand boil was actually created by the New Madrid earthquake, and it is 1.4 miles long and 136 acres in extent, located in Missouri. And the locals call it the beach. Other much smaller sand boils are also found throughout the area. There was also reports of lights flashing from the ground caused by the quartz crystals being squeezed and compressed from the pressure of the seismic earthquake that was taking place, these quakes. And they called these earthquake lights. Imagine seeing this stuff. Water thrown up by an earthquake was reported to be lukewarm. That's an interesting term, isn't it? You can find that in the book of Revelation. It is speculated that the shaking caused the water to heat up and the quartz light heated the water. So warm water came flowing up out of the ground. The skies, according to reports of eyewitness accounts, the skies turned dark during the earthquakes. So dark that lighted lamps didn't even help. The air had a stench to it. It was hard to breathe. It is speculated that it was smog containing dust particles caused by the eruption of warm water mixing with the cold air. Sounds of distant thunder and loud explosions accompanied the earthquakes, according to eyewitness accounts. People reported strange behavior by animals before the earthquakes took place. Now, this happened in the Sumatra Boxing Day earthquake. I believe it was in 2004, where it killed hundreds of thousands of people in Indonesia and Sumatra and Sri Lanka. That earthquake that actually, it was a rift in the ocean and it caused that massive tsunami. There was reports of the same thing. Animals began to flee from the coastlines and they went up north and they fled from the coast. Domestic animals became wild and erratic, and wild animals became tame. Wow. Snakes came up out of the ground from hibernation, and flocks of ducks and geese landed near people, which is abnormal. Now, we got a lot to cover on this segment, guys. We're going to load you down with information, so I hope you've had some caffeine today. In 2009, the Mid-America Earthquake Center at the University of Illinois released a report simulating the fallout in the event of another 1811-1812 style earthquake in the same region today that includes Memphis, St. Louis, Nashville, and a Mississippi River lined with industry, people, and levees. Let me pull up this screen again. I want to show you this area. I want to give you a visual as I read this to you. Again, in 2009, the Mid-America Earthquake Center at the University of Illinois did a simulated report, and what they did was they simulated a sequence of earthquakes on the same magnitude of 1811 and 1812 that would happen in 2009. Now, guys, this was 11 years ago. So obviously, industry's grown, population has grown, commercials grown, all that stuff has grown even larger than 2009. The language used to describe the resulting destruction in the study or simulation was surprisingly catastrophic. And I'm going to give you the exact quotes here from this simulation. Again, you could see on this map, and guys, if you're listening by podcast, I urge you to, when you're done, go watch this on YouTube or on our Facebook page so you can see this. But you can see on this line, it shows you that if this was to happen again, there is a huge circle. And the damage that would be ensued there would be catastrophic. So if you're anywhere, you could see that right there where Kentucky is, Tennessee, Indiana, right along that look, that full circle of that red there. You need to understand that if you're within that circle of red, they're estimating catastrophic damage. And then it goes up to severe damage and the diameter of the impact gets wider and wider, then it moderate and then slight damage, and it is huge. And it stretches all the way from the bottom of the United States all the way up to the top of the Great Lakes of Michigan, all the way far to the eastern part of the United States, all the way to the border of North Carolina, Virginia, all that, and it goes all the way out. So you can see that. Now I'm going to read, this is what they concluded from this simulation. Again, if these series of quakes that happened in 1811, 1812 was to happen in our lifetime, right now, in our generation, this was 2009, but we'll say 2020. Quote, all hell would break loose. The study's lead author pronounced that, again, all hell will break loose. The report's nightmare vision is best quoted in full. Nearly 715,000 buildings would be damaged in the eight-state study region. About 42,000 search and rescue personnel working in 1,500 teams would be required to respond to these types of earthquakes. Damage to critical infrastructure, meaning essential facilities, transportation, and utility lifelines, is substantial in the 140 impacted counties near the rupture zone, including 3,500 damaged bridges and nearly 425,000 breaks and leaks to both local and interstate pipelines. So again, look at the map. All the way right there where it says catastrophic damage and severe damage, this is inevitable. If this was to happen, you can expect that kind of damage that would be in, that would happen. Okay, let me read on here. There would approximately 2.6 million households would be without power after the earthquakes or earthquake. Nearly 130 hospitals would be damaged, and most are located in the impacted counties near the rupture zone. There would be extensive damage and substantial travel delays in both Memphis, Tennessee, and St. Louis, Missouri. Thus, this would hamper search and rescue as well as evacuation. Moreover, roughly 15 major bridges would be unusable. Hello, remember the woman said in the vision, She believed that what she was seeing was this scenario being played out. 3 days after the earthquake, 7.2 million people are still displaced and 2 million people seek temporary shelter. Direct economic losses for eight states would total an estimated nearly $300 billion, while indirect losses may be at least twice that amount. This is alarming to say the least. Now, when I was pulling this together, this lady was not the only one that's had a vision of this. There has been multiple men of God in the body of Christ that has had similar visions or dreams. Okay? One of them, I'm not going to pull up all these for sake of time, but one of these individuals, and I'm going to share that with you right now. One of these individuals was Pastor John Kilpatrick. And we're going to pull up a little visual there. Pastor John Kilpatrick, listen to this. Quote, this was in Tuesday, May 20th, 2008. So this was 12 years ago when he had a series of dreams. I'm going to give you this. Quote, I woke trembling and shaking at 5 a.m. after having a startling dream. This was one of the three most profound dreams that I've ever had during the ministry of the Lord has called me to. I feel that this dream is an appendum, or that is directly correlated with the vision that I had on April 27th, 2008. In this dream, I saw the words wind and water. I only saw the words, but did not actually see any wind or water damage. I then found myself overlooking a river, which instantly became so wide that I could no longer see either of its banks. I want to read that again. Pastor John Kilpatrick said, in this dream, he said, I heard the words wind and water, I then found myself overlooking a river which instantly became so wide. In other words, it wasn't that wide in the beginning, but it instantly became, something caused this river to become so wide that I could no longer see either side of its banks. The dream then shifted, and I was with one of my parishioners running through what appeared to be an old abandoned schoolhouse. This empty building began to shake. The shaking was so violent and so severe that it was like the bucking of a wild horse tossing us around. My teeth were clapping so hard from the shaking and impact that I tried to clench them to prevent this from happening. In this dream, I knew I was experiencing a massive earthquake. The sounds were so catastrophic that I thought, the thought crossed my mind that the devastation could likely exceed that of Hurricane Katrina of 2005. I did not see the devastation behind me. I only heard it. In all my life, I have never heard such catastrophic sounds. These were the scariest sounds I've ever heard. Now remember, I just gave you eyewitness accounts of the New Madrid 1811, 1812, and the sounds that came from that. The sounds and sights. The dream then shifted once more and concluded with two names on what appeared to be an old Spanish map. One name read Indianola and the other Europa. When I awoke, I was shaking as if I had chills and a fever. I could not stop trembling. All through the day, I felt as if I had just had the dream 10 minutes ago. This dream so shook me that my wife and I immediately went to the internet to do some research. I also contacted some close friends in the ministry, and I was startled to discover that these names are associated with towns called Indianola, Illinois, Europa, Missouri, and Indianola, Mississippi. These towns run in a line from north to south, with Europa, Missouri being near the middle of them. The Mississippi River runs between them, with Europa, Missouri being the epicenter of the, you guessed it, the New Madrid fault line. After seeing this, I believe the dream could be concerning. Now, this was his opinion, okay? He commented on this in 2008. After seeing this, I believe the dream could be concerning a devastating earthquake on the New Madrid fault line. He went on to say that many reputable friends in ministry have felt that this dream was not to be interpreted as a spiritual dream because they felt that it had literal implications. Even now, the intensity of this dream is the same. This was 12 years ago, by the way. He even said, I do not want to come across as an alarmist concerning what I saw, but I don't want to put fear in the public of the body of Christ. However, I cannot help but to feel that God gave me this as a warning to prepare us for the days ahead and pray concerning this matter. Now, he goes on to say, and by the way, before that dream, in April 27th, so I'm going to back up. A month before this, almost nearly 1 month to the date, Pastor John Kilpatrick also had a vision on April 27, 2008. I'm going to read this. Quote, I was approaching the Daphne Civic Center for Sunday morning service at Church of His Presence. And I believe this is in Alabama, by the way. I had a vision which lasted for about 2 or 3 seconds. In this vision, I saw the ground buckling before me. It was so real that I actually moved aside to avoid what I was seeing. I knew immediately that it was an earthquake, and the thought crossed my mind that the damages of this earthquake could have the potential to exceed, again, those of Katrina. Now, this was in April. He had the vision. And then in May, he had the dream. And he says he believes that the two absolutely coincided together. Now, later on, he went on to several Christian programs, and he believed that this earthquake could absolutely be connected with, in the event that if America was to divide Israel, if they were to divide Jerusalem, then God himself could step in and literally divide the nation. Now, it's interesting, and I just want to note this. It's interesting that he said that 12 years ago. And here we are, and what's being talked about lately over the last week or two, and that is Middle East peace, dealing with Israel, dealing with the dividing up of land for peace. And this is called the peace process. And now we're seeing the progression of that. So this is, again, to me, this is very interesting. Now, I do want to say that I myself had a dream in 2011. Some of you have heard this, some of you haven't, depending on if you're new to the broadcast. But in 2011, I had a dream that I was walking through, and I knew that it was downtown. It was either Nashville. I believe it was Nashville, Tennessee, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. I was walking through downtown Nashville, Tennessee. It was a cold night. It was a brisk night. It was either in the fall or it was in early spring, but the sky was crystal clear, and it was at night. I was walking. There was, if you've ever been to historic, like Nashville and different places like that, there's buildings on the sides of you, and there's a street that goes up the middle. I was walking up the street, and I was alone, and I was walking up the street. There was lights on in the buildings. All of a sudden, the entire ground began to shake violently to the point where I was trying to hold out my arms to catch my balance. And I was on the sidewalk of one of the buildings walking along the side. And I immediately ran to the middle of the street because I thought, if these buildings are going to fall, I need to get out from under these buildings and out of the direction of this. I need to get in the middle of the street so if the buildings fall, I can be out of danger's way. I remember the earthquake, the ground began to shake so violently that it actually knocked me off my feet. I fell on my back. And I remember when I was on my back, I looked up and I could see the sky was so clear. I could see every star in the sky. There was not a cloud in the sky, crystal clear. I could feel the crisp night air. Again, it was either fall or it was early spring. I cannot tell you definitively when it was, but I know that it was not summer, because it was not winter, because it was cool enough that it wasn't summer, but it wasn't hot enough, or it wasn't cold enough that it wasn't winter. So when I was laying on my back, here's the thing I remember. I looked up and I saw on one of the, while the ground was shaking, I saw this huge guitar on the side of the building, and above it said Music City. And I woke up and I knew what I had saw. I do not question it. I don't doubt it. I don't second guess it. I believe what I saw in that dream was an earthquake striking the New Madrid fault line. Let me give you some facts here about the 1811-1812 earthquake. Then I'm going to show you something very interesting, and we're going to close this. The earthquakes in 1811-1812 were preceded by the appearance of a great comet in the sky, which was visible around the globe for 17 months, and it was at its brightest during the earthquakes of 1811-1812. I want to say that again. In 1811-1812, there was a great comet the earthquakes were preceded by the appearance of a great comet, which was visible around the globe for 17 months and was at its brightest during the earthquakes. The comet was actually called the Tecumseh's Comet, or Napoleon's Comet in Europe. And again, forgive me if I mispronounce that. I am terrible at pronouncing some of these names. In fact, a Shawnee Indian leader whose name meant shooting star actually was given this name at birth. A great orator and military leader, Tecumseh, I believe that's how you pronounce it, organized a confederation of Indian tribes to oppose the takeover of 3 million acres of Indian land, which were obtained by the Treaty of Fort Wayne in 1809. His brother, who was a religious leader, called the prophet, again, his brother, who was a religious leader, they called him the prophet, had gained fame when he foretold the total eclipse of the sun on June 16, 1806. Now, guys, listen, So here you watch this. You've got 1811, 1812, three catastrophic earthquakes that changed literally the geography of the nation of America. That, listen, that was preceded by the appearance of a great comet that was visible around the globe for 17 months, that was named after a Shawnee Indian leader who organized a confederation of Indian tribes to take up to oppose the takeover. So there, in other words, it was he was named after a war leader, if you want to really be technical, or individual of military influence. And then who had a brother who they called the prophet, who foretold a total eclipse of the sun in June 16, 1806. Listen to this. After the day of what was called the Black Sun, the brothers had no trouble attracting followers. A black sun was said to predict a future war. Now, I don't have time. I could spend an hour and talk about signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and talk about solar eclipses and how they're an omen to Gentile nations, and lunar eclipses, especially if they're visible in Israel during feast months, they are an indicator. It could be an indicator of war in Israel or trouble in the Mid East or dealing with the nation of Israel. But nevertheless, a black sun was said to predict the future war. And on September 17, 1811, there was another solar eclipse, which again was predicted by this man. What's interesting about this is on November 6, 1811, only 2 days after, or 2 months, I'm sorry, marked the beginning of what was called the Tecumseh's War on December 16th, when the earthquakes began. So in the midst of, you had a sign and a sun, you had a great comet, you had earthquakes, and there was a war breaking out, all coinciding together. And you say, okay, well, what's the point? Why are you talking about this? Well, here's something that's very interesting in case you didn't know this. Let me bring this up. Hold on, bear with me for a second. On September 21st, 2017, August 2017, there was a solar eclipse. How many remember this? The path of the solar eclipse, by the way, this was an extraordinary event. It was a once-in-a-lifetime event. They called it that. That was 3 years ago. How many? Most of you guys remember this. Watch this. The path of the solar eclipse came in from the Pacific Ocean, crossing the coast of Oregon, transit right across the lower 48 states, and exited out in the Atlantic through South Carolina. All right, now I hope you can see my mouse on the screen here as I'm moving it. So in other words, watch this. It came from here. This is the trajectory of this solar eclipse that came through on August 21st, 2017. Stretched all the way across. Most of you saw it. Your kids saw it. We talked about it. The news made a big deal about it. Prophetic teachers talked about it. People that deal with the signs of the times, it was on their lips. They talked about it for a long time because it was a sign. Watch this. Again, solar eclipses, according to many rabbis, that's taught this for years and years and years and years, I venture to say centuries, has talked about how solar eclipses are indicators or omens of war dealing with Gentile nations, not the nation of Israel. We're not talking about lunar eclipses here. We're not talking about blood moons. We're talking about solar eclipses. All right, so I want to keep this map up here. I want to show you this. Now, America we'll have another solar eclipse that is scheduled to pass across, coming in from the other direction in exactly 4 years from now. And at the time, it was 7 years. Listen, these two eclipses. Now look, I want to show you the line of this. It goes from here, shoots straight across. You can see it on your screen. It crosses straight through the other trajectory that went through again on August 21st, 2017. It will come up through here. Listen to this. These two eclipses are putting a large X right across the map of the United States. And now look at this. The center of this X, you could see it on your screen. The center of that X is an area spanning parts of Missouri, Illinois, and Kentucky. Where? Look on your map. Look at that map I'm showing you. Look where the center of this X is. It spans across Missouri, Illinois, and Kentucky, which, by the way, is the exact location of the New Madrid fault line. Now look, take a look at this screen. I'm going to flip it over. Let's go back to my slide that I first put up here. I want to show you. I wish if I had the technology, listen, one day we are going to have this technology. I promise you. I would superimpose the other picture and put it right on top of this one. And I'm going to take, because there's such a delay on this, it takes away the effect. So keep in mind, remember where that X is? I'm going to switch it back here in just a second. It is right there where they said, not only in 1811 and 1812 was there catastrophic damage, but they're saying that not if, but when this sleeping giant awakens again, and it will. It's been over, what, 200 years? It's been over 200 years. And this thing is going to awaken again. Will it be in our lifetime? My Lord, I hope not. I hope that the Lord returns before then. I hope that we all go on to be with the Lord. Listen, guys, I used to live right there in the red. I used to live there. And I moved out of there, thank the Lord. Now, if you're still there, look, I'm not saying that, you know, condemning you if you are, but you got to listen to the Lord. Because listen, guys, bottom line is, no matter where you, if you move to the west, you're going to deal with earthquakes there. There's the San Andreas fault. There's the Cascadian fault line. If you move over here and in the section, the midsection, you're going to deal with tornadoes. You move over in the west again, you're going to have wildfires. You're going to, over here, you could deal with tsunamis if something was to happen over here. So really, nowhere you live is safe. It's good to be under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. So again, I want to switch this back. Watch this. Try to let that image right there stain in your eyes, stain in your mind. Now I'm going to flip it back over. Look at this, guys. Look where this X intercrosses from these two solar eclipses. Again, one 3 years ago. There's coming another one in 4 years. They will intersect across the United States of America, and the X marks the spot, and it happens to be right on the New Madrid fault line. This to me is incredible, guys. I'm not here to say between now and then that we're going to have a catastrophic earthquake. So don't go telling people, well, Brother Ricky said that the 1811, 1812 earthquake that we had in on New Madrid is going to happen again in the next 4 years. No, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is, I think these things are interesting. They may not do anything for you, but I think it's intriguing. I love studying history and finding out some of these things. I guarantee you, most of y'all did not know there was a comet visible in the sky. I bet you didn't know that there was a great war that broke out. All that coincided with these earthquakes in the past. Now, what I do find interesting is we are coming up on another. We had an eight, 3 years ago, we had a solar eclipse that was unique, once in a lifetime, stretched across the United States. Then we have another one forming an X on the New Madrid fault line, which again is a cosmic event, a solar eclipse. And interesting enough that it's coming the same time that many experts say and believe that we're on the verge here in America of another civil war. Wake up. If you don't believe that, turn on your news. Read the headlines. Look what's going on. Look what's going on with China. Look what's going on with Russia. Think about some of the dreams and prophetic visions that some of the watchmen have had of invasions of other foreign nations. Think about all the things. Put this together. And to me, guys, this is very intriguing. So if you agree with me, why don't you share this with some folks that you know that likes this kind of stuff. They enjoy keeping up with this stuff. Again, I know, you know, this is kind of odd to some of you guys, but this, you know, as a watchman, these are some of the things we discuss. I can't overlook these things. We have to talk about these things. We have to discuss these things. These are points of prayer. And that's what we want to do. We want to pray about these things. We want to intercede about these things. You need to hear from the Lord. If you're in that New Madrid fault line, you're in that region, in that danger zone, that's between you and God what you should do. And some of you are on the West Coast. You're over there when last year on the 4th of July when that huge earthquake hit in California. I guarantee you some of y'all was like, yeah, I don't know if we should stay here or we should move or what we should do. Again, that's where you got to be led by the Holy Spirit. So again, endtimeheadlines.org, guys, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. That's going to be our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you're new to the broadcast, we would love for you to go and visit our website, and you can find more. If you subscribe to it, you'll get a digest, one single digest into your inbox every single day where you can keep up with this. But I tell everybody, better yet, what you can do is you can go to the App Store. Most people watching this, you either have an Apple or you have an Android phone. And you can get on iTunes, you can get on Google Play, you can download our app, and it's absolutely free. It's no charge to you. Download that app, keep up with all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You'll be able to get our podcast there, our YouTube messages there. They're all archived there. You can keep up with everything we're doing right there. Subscribe to push notifications. You'll be notified when breaking news alerts come. You'll be notified when our podcast, like this one right here, when it is uploaded and it is ready to go on Apple or on Spotify or on the website, you'll be notified of that. So then you can go back and listen to it. You can share it, whatever you want to do. And listen, just as a heads up, you say, well, I don't really listen to podcasts, but I like watching it on YouTube. If you get that notification with the app that it's up on podcast, that means it's already up on YouTube as well. So if you're watching by YouTube, of course, hit the bell, subscribe, so you can be notified when we publish new messages like this. And we do this probably 2 to 3 times a week. We're always doing this on a week-to-week basis. And as always, guys, we want to leave you with the opportunity, if you'd like to sow into this ministry or support this ministry, become a partner of this ministry with a gift of any amount, that's between you and God. We don't manipulate people. We don't twist your arms. And we don't tell you, we don't beg you to give X amount of dollars. What we say is if this ministry has blessed you, informed you, equipped you, and it's helped you along in some way, some form or fashion, then we ask that you would just be generous to help us continue to remain strong. Again, because our app's free, our emails are free, our website's free, there's no charge, no subscription fees, our messages are all free. Everything is free for you and free for your family and everyone that you could share this with. All we ask you to do is just be obedient to the Holy Spirit and be a blessing as the Lord leads you. Again, you could do that at our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you've got the app in your hand, just go scroll all the way down to the very bottom to the right. You're going to see a place that says donate. Click on that, and you can give electronically. And if you're old school and you like to give by check or money order, nothing wrong with that. You can do that at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Again, that's End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So, guys, that's what we got for you today to close out this Monday. We will either be back on here tomorrow or we'll be back on here on Wednesday. We've got some topics that we want to discuss. There's a new poll that come out. It's disgusting. It's very disheartening, but it also, again, reveals that prophecy is unfolding. We're going to talk about that this week. We may do a devotional word and have some prayer time. We probably should do that. That's always a blessing. to everyone as well. So we're going to close out for today. Well, again, we'll either be back on it tomorrow. We'll be back on Wednesday with our next segment. But until then, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. May he favor you. Bless you coming in and coming out. I ask that the Lord protect you. Put his angels and put a hedge about your household, your children, your family, and everything that you own and possess. I pray that you be blessed and prosper and succeed in all that you do. I declare that no weapon formed or forged against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up and gets against you in judgment shall be condemned. And I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen and amen. God bless you guys. We'll see.